Good morning, precious Church of God. Right there where you are, where you listen, where you're watching us. Praise the Lord. Praise your God, because He's faithful. He's great. He didn't change. He sees everything. I thank you, Lord, for the peace that extends and the understanding for everyone that believed in your name. Jesus, you cleanse with your blood. And it's more than the blood of the lamb. It's more. It's the blood of your Son that covers our hearts, our bodies, our minds. Thank you, Father, that in your presence we are secure. We don't have any reason to fear for future, for anything. You promise, and your word is true. It's not the promise of the human, but it's a promise of God that never lie, never late, never tired. God that always with us. I thank you, Father, that in this fire, in this storm, we will see your glory, your power, your miracles, and signs that you are prepared for this time. And I know that nothing happens without purpose. You knew this time. You already made the solutions. You already walked this journey. You promised free victory for everyone. Thank you, Jesus. Right there where you are, I want to invite all of us to pray the prayer of thanksgiving. It's good to thank God when you already walked through the river to the other side and you see that God is faithful, and it's good. But it's other thing when we are standing still on this side of the river and we don't have any boat, and maybe we can't swim, and we know that we have to cross to the other side of the river. But now we already thank you, Lord, that we are already at the other side, that we already have a victory. I don't know how it will come. I don't know how it will raise. And it's not our part to know. I just know that you know everything, and there is no impossible things for you. If we need, you will provide with a boat, or you will teach us how to swim, or somehow. It's your works, Lord, that the church is called to proclaim, to spread in those times. I thank you, Lord, for the strong church, faithful church that raises up in this time. The power of church and your power is not shorter. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, that in all these situations, whatever your people would go through personally or together as a group of people, you already have a solution. You give a peace and good night's sleep when the world is in fear, and there is a reason for fear. Your church will have a great sleep, and it will raise, because it will raise for the works that you calling, because you are with us today. You use our our hands, our feet, our mouths to speak. Let the church will be watchful more than ever. I thank you, Father, and all the church. We say amen. Give the glory. Even if you alone clapping there, just clap loudly, because He is faithful, God, right there where you are. Amen. I want to say thank you for all the worship team that came today, all the operators that's serving today. I'm so grateful for you. You're doing great job. And all those steps, God will provide for you. And me as a leader, I say thank you. Thank you that you're standing, that you're walking, that you answering to these needs that are now, right now. Please be seated. If you were sitting, just remain there. Today we will hear the God's word. I'm not here just not to just speak. From the very beginning, when I stand here, maybe not even with a microphone, but it was a home group. It's not that I wanted to speak. I had a fear of speaking in public, but I agreed to speak the God's word, answering to the God's calling. Because I believe that He chose me to be His voice, and I believe that He is going to minister to all of us using me as one of the servants. So I'm sure that today God will speak to us again. And all that believe say amen. I know your names. I remember your faces. And we can gather online. We can maybe next Sunday I'm going to speak about this, but the church didn't close. If someone said that the church closed, if for you the church is this building in London or somewhere in Lithuania, building is closed because it was required to close, but the church is not closed, and it's impossible to close it because the church is you and me. This is our bodies, is the sanctuary of the Holy Spirit that lives in us. It's interesting that now we are connected even wider to the prayer meeting when we were doing physically. There was never like 150 people gathered physically, but now when we did a prayer online was more than that. So as it required, we're gonna adjust to the situations, and we're gonna continue to act. So now as we scatter, then we can't sit here in a building, but we can even go further. We can go to the neighbors. We can go to people that they need us most today. So today, the sermon today, the righteous will live by faith. And I want you to open book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse chapter 10 and from the verse 17 to read. From the verse 17. Hebrew 10, 17 and 27. From 37 to 39.
Ir ateis tas, kuris turi ateiti ir neužtruks. Klausykite atidžiai. Bet teisusis gyvens tikėjimu. Ir jeigu jis atsitrauktų, mano siela juo nebesigerės. Klausykite atidžiai. Tačiau mes nesame tie, kurie atsitraukia savo pražūčiai, bet tie, kurie tiki, kad išgelbėtume sielą ir ne tik savo, bet ir kitų. 11 skyrius, 1 eilutė.
So in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay, and but my righteous one will live by faith, and I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. But we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved.
Dovanas. Dėl tikėjimo jis ir miręs.
Tebekalba. Šešta eilutė. O be tikėjimo neįmanoma patikti Dievui. Kas artinasi prie Dievo.
And without faith, it's impossible to please God. But those who seek, the God will provide. So everything is possible for those in Christ. I want to draw the picture. Heaven. And God is there in heaven. And suddenly the message came. Coronavirus came on earth. God jumps from his throne. He puts his hands on his face and say, what are we going to do now? It's chaos. The people run into the shops to buy the food and toilet paper. Crisis. What we gonna do? Everyone is running. Everyone is calling God. What we gonna do? Just wait. I wasn't expecting this. We need to make a plan. If I would say this is true, what you would say, those who read the Bible, and you were walking with God, not one day, and you saw the victories, and saw the situations, how Lord showed the ways perfectly. If I would put this scenario, probably you would say to quit preaching. Because this is not true. God knows everything. He knew, and this situation is already solved. Long time ago, I will repeat it. This situation is already solved. Solved. It's already solved. With the small details already finished, already done. So why you are worrying? Why you are so furious? Why you running? Why you are so afraid? For you and your family, you shouldn't worry, because Jesus' blood covers covers already your household. When there was in the Old Testament in Egypt, when there was the plagues coming and God ordained to put the mark the doors of every believers, every doors with the blood of the Lamb. And they saw those dead newborn babies, but their household was saved. They just needed to mark the doors with the blood of the Lamb. Today, your household doors, we are secure because we are safe because of the blood of the Lamb of the Christ. I will repeat it. We don't need to worry about ourselves. We don't know many things. We don't know how long and it will last, what is happen now on earth. But we know the one that knows everything and is everything already done. And for your children, if you worry about your children, God is looking after your children. They are yours, but they are God's too. And we're going to see the miracles in your household. Maybe some children will return to God when you thought that it's impossible. It will happen. It will happen in our hearts. So you shouldn't worry about yourself and not look at yourself. We just have to be watchful what God is doing through us. Where we are needed the most. So take all the possible things to spread this message and faith. After in last few years, I was talking about the same things, and I see how God has prepared us for this. Most of the churches is prepared for this day. When I was preparing today this sermon, I remember the birth. The bird that woodpecker so that he can make a holes in a wood, in a tree, and the same is with the faith. Today I want to ask, what do you listen? And what do you listen? What is this every day you listen? Also, how many times per day you say coronavirus or all the things that about it? And how many times you say Jesus? How many times you think about God's faithfulness? So when the messages comes into you, those will be more powerful. Do you listen to the news, what the government says, what you should do? We need to respect and what they say. But you don't need to listen to everything. You know how many wrong messages it's sent and it's provided now through the news and everywhere. I watched the news. I saw one situation that the person that was in a critical situation, and they were showing and showing and showing, and it's not like a thousand of people in a hospital. It's like this, but they were showing and showing, and it's impossible that that the fear would not come. But no one says how many recovered. But it's the wrong worst thing if you just keep watching and watching and watching. It will be as this bird that will make a hole in a. In the wood. The world needs people that are calm and courageous in this time. Now the people are looking for the peace more than ever. All you see in the shops, this people that with a face of chaos and all fear, but you have to bring the peace where you are. Don't allow this fake news to push you into fear, which is not God's will, and this is your responsibility. So be wise. It's enough to listen once a day, and you know how to move forward. Rest of the time, if you are at home, put the worship on, put the sermons on, be with your children, listen to something what strengthens your faith. And this word, as this woodpecker bird draws the hole into, makes the hole into the wood, these messages will do the same. But just get in touch with the people who need God, maybe those who parted from the God. So my mom was saying yesterday, I went to the shop and I met one woman that she was shared the gospel, and she is in our church. She doesn't live with her husband, but her husband was very against. And yesterday I met her, and she was saying, can you imagine, I met my husband this week, and he came to me and said, listen, I want you to hear, to listen to this. And this is the sermon of our pastor, Vilma Ditkevičius. And so many times, years, I was saying to him, and now he is saying the same to me. So it's not our main goal to become strong here and on this earth. Our goal is to God's message would be preached, would be spread as long as we live. And in this time it happened, and it will happen, and no one can change, no one can stop. The church can't be stopped. We can be buildings out, but the church can't be stopped. Right there where you are, where you stand, I encourage you, remember the testimonies and send those testimonies to remember for your friends, for your relatives, how they can conquer with the Lamb's blood and with the testimony, words of their testimony. Also, there is many testimonies of healings. And today I remember a few healings, the miracle healings with my son Timothy. the verse clearly says, look at what is right and speak at what is right. Look at the God's word on the God's faithfulness and speak the God's word. So the first testimony, I was saying before, but I want to remind, when our son was born, after 3 months, there was an illness that his whole skin was covered in small wounds, and it was itchy. And we were praying. There was lots of prayers, and there was making better. Then it went worse. And this wound still was there, and it was there on his body, on his skin. Doesn't matter what the prayer I was praying, they were getting bigger. And I remember the moment when I was putting the cream on the wounds. I was putting the cream on his skin, and I was crying. And my heart was broken and was so hopeless. It seemed so hopeless. I thought it's better if I would have this, not my son. I can't see it. And I was crying. And I hear God saying, Vilma, where are you looking at? And I stopped and I thought, where I'm looking at? And I said, I'm looking at this skin wounds on Timothy's skin. And he said, you look in the wrong place, in the wrong wounds. Not onto that wounds you should look. And then I remember my repentance, that I confessed that this only what I saw, and hopelessness was coming in the days, and it seemed impossible. But the testimony is, at that moment when I lift up my eyes and I was looking at the Christ's wounds, I was repenting. I acknowledged that it was. And I said, Jesus, your wounds are healing. There was no miracle in the moment that I opened my eyes and I didn't see these wounds on my son's skin. But from that moment, the fear and hopelessness parted. I was free from the hopelessness, not even seeing the situation change. And probably about half year passed. Not 1 year. Our son was healed. Now he is 8, and none of the wounds or allergy never came back onto his body. So one of the miracles. I saw more of those miracles, but I learned the lesson that when these storms coming. And today, in this storm, we are into that. But the God says, don't look at the storm, look at the Christ. And Apostle Peter started to draw, not when he was walking, when he was looking at Jesus and his words, when he said, Peter, come. I know that it's impossible, that this situation is incurable. They said that this illness is incurable. On and off would be better and then worse again. Peter started to draw when he was looking at the waves, and he thought, it's impossible for me to walk. This is water. When he started to think logically about the situation, he started to draw. And the same with us. Lift up your eyes into the God's word, into the leading of the Holy Spirit. Listen to his messages. Read the good news. And good news, what is every day is given to us. Read the Bible and He will give you what you want, what you need to know today. Don't look around. He will strengthen you. Don't look around and listen to what happened. It doesn't mean that we're ignoring and we making this situation smaller. We know that it's serious and it is, but we know that Jesus already won and there is a solution. But we have to be in peace. The peace comes from the listening of us, reading of the God's word. If we're going to listen to other news and messages, we can put ourselves in a place when we will be useless. And we have to be useful for God in this time. The second testimony with my son Timothy was not long time ago, maybe 7 or 8 months ago. We bought a puppy dog. And this was the best thing we've done last time. The children wanted, and sometimes you need to listen to children. And first, when they started to talk about it, we didn't want to listen. But when they showed the pictures, we looked at the pictures, what the puppy dog they want to have, and then we allowed them and said, okay, let's buy it. And everyone were rejoicing. We were driving for 4 hours. On that day, even we took our son Timothy from the school, and it was the event that happened. It was like a celebration for the family. All the bigger our kids, they were connected online, watching, waiting for the pictures of the new puppy dog. And we all were in this great mood, and we went there, and we pick up the dog, a puppy dog, and he was very small, and I was thinking about how we're gonna look after him, all the health and safety with the stairs and everything. And Timothy was so happy. He was rejoicing. Maybe 1 hour we spent there. And this lady was so happy that we were happy to taking this dog. And it was lots of joy. We took the puppy dog. We paid for the dog. And we were driving back, and Timothy was saying, I'm going to hold the dog. And we started to drive. And very soon, after a few minutes, Timothy started to sneezing. And suddenly, his eyes become watery, and I understood what happened. And I was sitting next to him, and the voice came, this horrible, awful voice that. This is like this woodpeck started to drill. And the voice said, you see, from the big joy, a big failure. So you turn back and you give the dog back. Do you understand what's happening? And on the same words, no one hear it. Darius was driving, so he can say his testimony on the same words. Timothy, turn to me. With the desperate eyes, and he said, "Mom, tell me that I'm not allergic." And I started to say, "You are not allergic, Mom. Just tell me that you are not allergic for this puppy dog." And he was crying. He gave the dog back to me. So he was coughing, and again this woodpecker bird started to drill in my head and saying, "Turn back and give this puppy dog back." And again, my child was crying, "Mom, tell me that I'm not allergic." And I was saying, "You are not allergic." And we were driving, and again, this woodpecker bird started to say, "Are you joking? What you are doing? You already see that he's allergic. This puppy dog, you can't keep it in your house. You have to go back and give it back." And every time I had to fight with these thoughts, and every time when this woodpecker bird came on my shoulder and start with those thoughts, every time this my child was saying, "Mom, just say that I'm not allergic to this puppy dog." And the more we came closer to our house, this allergy didn't stop. He was having the same symptoms. But every time when I was saying, "You are not allergic," the peace in my heart was bigger, and this voice of this in my head of this woodpecker bird was weaker. But I had to repeat and repeat. And I don't know if I wouldn't behave like this if the Timothy wasn't crying and asking me to prove. But I learned the lesson to what you listen. Watch what you listen, and what the message you get. Even when the situation seems hopeless. So the testimony is like this. We came back home, and this was the last symptoms of allergy that he had. God is great. And our son Timothy is not allergic to the puppy dog. He sleeps with the puppy dog. He plays with the puppy dog. And all that symptoms now is 7 months, the puppy dog with us. And the enemy couldn't take this joy from our household. And there is no tragedy. Didn't happen in my house. So what the God is showing, be responsible for yourself, not just for yourself. You are saved. As I said last Sunday, even if you would part today, if it would be your last day, today I was driving and almost had the accident. But somehow I stopped. The other car didn't see me. They said in India they drivers behave like this, but sometimes in England too. And I saw just in the last minute there is a God's angels that watch. And God said that He sent His angels if it's necessary for you to help. And sometimes you want to step there, and then you see that you drive somehow, you don't know how, and it was just a moment. But I know that I'm safe, even if it seems it's dangerous. But God knows these millimeters to avoid the danger. But we have to be ready for all others around us that are in fear and need our help. If the person doesn't know Christ as his Savior, they are in fear. Maybe you switch on the sermon today. Someone encouraged you to listen to it. But it's not by accident. I believe that the God calling you to come back to Him. Just pray with a simple prayer of repentance. The God said, if you hear the voice, don't harden your heart. This is your time for repentance to come to God. So just pray with me. Jesus, I choose to believe that you are the one that died for my sins. I'm a sinner. I sin against you with my words, with my deeds, with my thoughts. I sin against you living the life as you wouldn't exist. But today I ask to forgive, to cleanse me and accept me into your presence. From today, be my Savior, be my teacher, be my Lord with all my days. I give my soul into your hands. If you pray with this prayer with me, you believed in your heart and you confess it with your mouth. One day when we finish our journey in this world, we meet in heaven, we meet there with Christ. I don't know who you are, but you will say thank you to me. You will thank you to this church that they sacrificed their time to put these sermons online, that you could hear this message. You are not alone. So just write to us and we will help you in this journey with God. If you are a person and you are full of fear, full of panic, because you didn't build this yourself on a God's word, and you allow the enemy to lie. And today, in this situation, in this storm, and we can't control it from the outside, but we can do as the God ordained us to do. And today you're standing and you understand that you are in a fear. Today is a time for repentance. I'm calling you to repentance. Confess, God, forgive me for my unbelief. Today I see that my choices, my words in this situation, I see that I don't have a faith. I'm an unbeliever. I'm scared and I'm worrying as the others do. And today is time for you to humble yourself before the God's hand and to restore the relationship. So switch off other messages, and today the God will help you to restore all that fortress the enemy was destroyed. Hey, ask God for forgiveness. Confess that you parted from Him and you will come back. God is gracious. He is not condemning you. He is the Father that His heart is bleeding when we part away from Him. But the greatest joy is when the one sinner or the prodigal son comes back to home. So come back. Jesus, forgive. Forgive. And accept me back into your presence. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you are grateful that this new beginning is for me also. Thank you, Jesus, that you're cleansing me with your precious blood and you're accepting me back into your presence, into, and the heaven will open to you. Right there where you are, lift up your eyes to heaven. This lifting your hands is the sign that I'm opening my heart to you again. Maybe there was some misunderstanding and their enemy lied to you. And something happened that you didn't plan. But God was always with you and will be. So today, turn your heart back to Him and allow Him to, His faith to build in you. Join the home groups through WhatsApp or all the other internet platforms. And we're going to share, we're going to strengthen each other. Thank you, Father. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you. God, thank you. Thank you that in this horrible storm, you walk in peace, touching those who are afraid, comforting, providing, calming. You won already this virus, and we have to know it. We have to believe it. And our face will remain calm as yours. We walking through this valley of death, knowing that the God of life that won against the death is with us. We are secure in you, and we will be secure in all the situations and problems. They already solved. Remember how many times God solved it, how many times God provided as you didn't expect. He knows that you need. He will provide, maybe not in these ways that you think. Maybe in some different ways. But if needed, He will bring food. Don't make a God smaller. Let's share the smile. General smile. When you go to the shops, supermarkets, remain calm. Don't spend the money on the food that you don't eat. When you go to the shops and you see the panic in the people's faces, just smile and say, we want to be short of food. Don't be afraid. God, thank you. God, we thank you. Thank you for all the testimonies that will come in this time. In these times, in these situations, your church will rise louder than any other time in life, louder than any time in history. They hear your voice. Jesus, your name will be heard more than ever. More than ever before. And what the human can't control, you do. And you will use all of us in this time, small and big, right there where we are, children, man, woman, right there where we are, with those who we meet, with situations as we put, will be put. Let us see this in your eyes. through your eyes with a peace and calmness, with a smile, stretching our hands, ready to share what we have, to help those who will need the help, ready to do anything, the best what we can, as the Good Samaritan. He didn't pass through the person in need. He stretched the hand, trusting that he can help. And God helped and sent the other people to help him. And he was saved. He was restored. So we are a good Samaritan. We're standing through all the world in strategic places. We walk in your name, touching those who need healing, even if it's physically we can't, with the prayers, with the faith. You don't need a touch. Your name is healing. Your wounds are healing. You are great, mighty God. You are faithful. You are faithful. What we're going to do now? We're going to take a breath and drink. If you have at home bread and drink, it doesn't have to be red. Take it. And as you prepare and bring it, come back, we will start to worship to bow down before one God, and there is no other God next to him. He is faithful. He is mighty. He is God. Thank you.